It's the height of the tourist season in Rome, and in addition to ruins, Baroque palaces, and the Vatican, there's something new for visitors to see. The banks of the River Tiber have been spruced up after years of neglect. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
On the night of the summer solstice, Rome revived some of its pagan past. The banks along a stretch of the Tiber in the heart of the city were lit with 2,758 torches, the number of years since the city's legendary founding. As visitors ambled along the banks, a chorus intoned a chant dedicated to what the ancients called Tiber Flavus, the Blonde Tiber. On the walls of the high embankments, giant graffiti have been etched out of the long accumulated grime. They depict the symbol of Rome, the she-wolf who rescued the twins, Romulus and Remus, who later became Rome's legendary founders. The creator of this event is American artist Kristen Jones. She fell in love with the Tiber when she first came here 20 years ago.
This river, this silent river, passing amidst all of this traffic that's completely ignored. I mean, it's just so powerfully silent.
It wasn't so silent in antiquity when it was the main transportation route into the city. Many of the goods consumed by its residents arrived by boat from the sea. In earliest times, Tiber bridges were made of wood so as not to violate a waterway the Romans considered sacred. The Tiber had several city ports and remained the soul of Rome for centuries, inspiring ballads and love songs like Barcarolo Romano. The Tiber was not always benevolent. It often caused devastating floods. So at the end of the 19th century, tall stone flood control embankments were built. The city was safe, but its citizens lost their link to the river. Decades of neglect left the banks covered with mounds of mud and weeds, a breeding ground for diseases and rats. A small fleet of riverboats plies the waters. Visitors can even travel downstream all the way to the ancient Roman port of Ostia. And the latest attraction, just a stone's throw from St. Peter's Basilica, is Tiber Village, a 600-foot stretch of artificial beach with swimming pools, beach umbrellas, and cafes. But Fabiana Iacozzilli says there's more than just sunbathing.
There are lessons of bodybuilding and gin tonic, box exercise and Pilates and cardio fitness.
Mara Sonnino, a mother of three, is very happy Romans are rediscovering their river.
It's a little corner inside Rome to enjoy the sun, to enjoy the river. A space like this, it's very cheap, it's very popular. It's possible to use it by boys and girls that are not so lucky to can go on holidays to the sea.
Just a few yards away from the beachfront, American Philip DeGeneva plays his flute under a bridge.
It's very peaceful, you know, and it's a very spiritual environment. The Tiber is very special, flowing. The flowing of water corresponds to the flowing of the music.
DeGeneva came to Rome 5 years ago to study theology. He says he found something sacred in Rome's long-forgotten river. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News, Rome.